Welcome to the Peel Supreme Court Report.
My name is Tim Gerberding. I work with the Trondequitchen as Implementation Director, and I was the Senior Liaison Committee member for the Trondequitchen throughout the planning process for a decade about. So I have kind of been following this from the inception. It's a landmark case, to be sure. I mean, it was launched to protect the Peel watershed, but it's about a lot more than the watershed, although that's extremely important. It's really about the integrity of the final agreements and the manner in which they're interpreted. We've already won the acknowledgement that the Yukon government breached the agreements. So that's not at issue here, and it was very important to clarify that, and that was certainly part of the clarification that we sought from the beginning. But now we have to determine what the proper remedy for the breach is. I think the Yukon government was very much playing a political game. They fully understood that there was huge support for protecting the Peel watershed in Yukon, and there was an election in the offing in October or thereabouts 2011, and I think that they didn't want to reveal to the Yukon public what their true thinking about the Peel watershed was for fear that they would lose votes. And so they very strategically, for political purposes, played their cards close to their chest and very consciously made the decision not to really tell the Planning Commission or the Yukon public what they were really thinking. And I think that that undermined the integrity of the whole process, made a mockery of the process in many ways. But to allow them a makeover at this stage, essentially rewarding the government of Yukon for bad behavior, would undermine confidence in the process among Yukon First Nations and the Yukon public. And so I think that it would have a very negative effect. I think it's really self-serving to argue that going back to that stage could possibly promote reconciliation. People have asked, well, why do we even need to go to court? The government of Yukon has changed now, and, you know, they've said that they support the final recommended plan. Why can't we just leave it at that? Well, the reason is because, of course, the government and the courts operate independently, and so the jurisprudence on this issue, that is the legal resolution, as it were, if it is left unchallenged, will be exactly as ordained by the Court of Appeal. And so the fact that we now have a more reasonable Yukon government does nothing to change the decision of the Court of Appeal. So the only way to overturn that decision is to go to the Supreme Court. But the fate of the Peel watershed itself may no longer turn on the decision of this court. And that is, of course, assuming that the Liberal government keeps its election promises, and we have no reason to believe that they won't. However, we have seen other governments deviate from election promises. The big question that may have implications across the country really is related to this question of you know, does the government at the end of the day have the right to reject, regardless of how it has conducted itself through the long and grueling process? I mean, a literal interpretation of one clause might suggest that. What we are saying is that you cannot interpret land claims agreements in that matter. You've got to interpret these individual clauses in a way that respects the objectives and the purpose of the overall agreement. When you do that, I think you can see a pretty clear direction and a pretty clear meaning.